steady, steadily, you are sitting this November Sesshin. You alone are sitting this Sesshin. You are rewarded with this special time set up just for sitting, just doing your practice. This 1 week of pure continuous practice. You, each one of you, you are already giving yourself to Sesshin. But I ask that you give even more, ever more, that you not look off. Your practice is becoming one with the genuine. Becoming one with the genuine. Being the genuine. This is your practice. And it is only for you to keep it up. Your practice will become more sincere. Your practice will become purer and purer. You can be absolutely sincere, doing only this one thing. Dogen Zenji provides us with a great example in his Hotsuganmon, the chant that we chant before the Teisho. His words arise from his own sincere practice. Alone, one alone with the genuine. And still, one with the genuine. An example for us. When you're able to be familiar with the genuine, to meet with truth, you cannot help but be truth. Truth, you see, is inevitable. This is what you come to see. There is no looking off. Your all is being one truth. You are simply being one truth only. Each and every line of Dogen's chant is a revelation of this one truth, crystal clear. You, as you are the blessing of one truth. You yourself are already truth. You are receiving the blessing of truth always and forever. Truth is not something that you're going to get. It's not something you're going to receive as though it is separate in the distance. You aren't working to get it. You are already, from the beginning, genuine self, true self. So you alone, can become so familiar, so very intimate with true self. It's inevitable. This Sesshin is your Sesshin. The Sesshin of you alone, your own world, your own reality, your own truth. Only one. You can receive everything. I will not look off from my practice. I will not look away from my practice. Each of you is just this one truth only. Everywhere you turn, there's change, constant change, but this one truth is universal. Look, truth is everywhere you look. Truth is everything you do. Everywhere you step, truth does not budge. No matter how you look at it, no matter how you divide and discriminate, truth remains always as it is. So all is well. this one truth is truth yourself. And so who is closest to truth yourself? You have entered this sesshin with the conviction that truth is one, that all being is truth. Truth is now, here, so close, so intimate, so familiar. There are about 60 people here sitting this sesshin. Even if there were hundreds, thousands, millions, billions of people, all being is one, you alone. This truth does not change. Due to lifetimes of the habit of looking away, we grasp, we hold on to something. It's a habit. We grasp a notion of self as if such a thing really existed. That is, simply looking off, delusion. We carry along something which isn't. We're grasping what isn't. And we're thoroughly taken in, thoroughly caught up in our deceptions. Who is grasping what? If you're so keen on having, holding, hanging on, go ahead, please grasp. Anytime, anywhere, go ahead, please go for it. You cannot hold. There is no possibility of holding, no grasping, no abiding. There is not some dangerous thing that can be held. There is no such thing so insecure, so perilous. There is no thing which can be grasped. There is only this one truth. Every line of the Hotsugammon points to it. From the beginning, one with all beings, I vow. One with all beings. From the first, there is no separation. This is the starting point. It is already our foundation. One with all beings. Our support. Nothing is excluded. Nothing is in excess. So, you simply dedicate your being to this, sincerely. Why? Because there is nothing outside the genuine. The genuine is eternally just being the genuine. Your practice does itself. There is no I am practicing that. The genuine is eternally just being the genuine. Complete, perfect self, Buddha nature. No two of you are alike. We are eternally one truth, yet each being is perfectly unique. No two are alike. How can it be? Each person who arises is master of all being. Vast like the skies, nothing is lacking, nothing superfluous. Each of you has vast responsibility. Master of this one truth, you alone. Each one alone. No one is excluded. You couldn't exclude yourself if you wanted to. This is no time to look off. You have no time to hesitate. So how can I prevent myself from looking off? How can I stop looking off? Just do this perfect practice, perfectly in tune with truth. Pour heart and soul into this one doing. Steadily, do just this. Chitande. Your deep endeavor, this session, is just this one doing. Unmixed, purer and purer. I pray that you nobly let go the habit of looking off. Dogen Zenji said it, just set aside body and mind, forget about them. Throw yourself into the house of Buddha. When you follow this, all is done by Buddha. To follow this way, this teaching, is the very best way to see for yourself, the very best way to experience truth for yourself. Without effort or calculation, we all have the tenacious habit of calculating. We are forever tempted to mislead ourselves by puzzling out things. Our calculating is, of course, miscalculating. So we are cautioned to just set aside body and mind, throw them into the house of Buddha, and everything is done by Buddha. In so doing, without effort or calculation, life and death is transcended. One becomes Buddha. Buddha, your reality, your own one truth. There is nothing outside true self. There is nothing outside Buddha. True self is closer than close, so close. What could be more all right? Your true self is just all right. Your true self is peace of mind. Truth is one. Practicing truth mind, you are serving all beings. What warmth. What deep, deep warmth. Even should you find yourself thrown out naked in a vast snowy tundra, all is well. All is warm. Or wouldn't I freeze to death? Yes, probably. But all is well. All is warmth. One alone. One alone. Does it sound lonesome to you? One alone. Heaven and earth, one root. All the myriad things, one body. There is no distance, no separation. So how could there be loneliness? True self is great freedom, absolute freedom. Buddha nature can never be taken away, never lost, never diluted. Please believe with all your heart in this truth. No matter what you encounter, no matter what appears to be lost to you, your belief that all being is one truth is never shaken. Your conviction is firm. This is your base, original mind. You, it is you, you yourself. So please vow, one with all beings, in this life and throughout countless lives to come, to hear true Dharma. Upon hearing it, no doubt will arise, nor will I lack in faith. Doubts banished, without doubts. Upon meeting true Dharma, I will renounce worldly views, embrace and maintain Buddha Dharma. Who can reveal to you your own true nature? Even when calculating mind sets to stirring and churning, vow, I will not be misled. Stay with your practice. Ultimately, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. Ultimately, at last, without fail, the way is attained. Please, awaken to your true self. Please, become one who can serve others. Be one who can answer to all the blessings that you are receiving. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way. Driven into a corner, you find a way. There is always a way, and things always work out. When you're up against a wall, things always work out. All is well. Sometimes you have to reach an impasse. At that time, without doubt, everything works out just fine. That deadlock, that impasse, will break away, resolve itself. Yesterday, the long kyosaku that the monitor was using broke and a piece flew off. I thought we had others, and sure enough, I found 2, 3, 4 more long kyosaku, but all were cracked or broken from long years of session use. At first, I thought that we might be able to repair one with glue, with bond, but that didn't work out as it might have broken off easily. We, of course, protect the Buddha mind, Buddha bodies of each one of you sitting here. Anyway, as I said last night, it looked as though we were going to have to use a short stick. I was apologizing for that. But then something told me that there was another long kyosaku, and sure enough, it showed up. This one is a bit thin and narrow, not really a strong seshin kyosaku, and not so easy to use. But I worked on it a bit, and it's ready. It was ready for this morning's first round of zazen. So, when you're driven into a corner, there is always a way. It always works out. I think that this kyosaku wasn't originally meant to be used for seshin. Written on its side is single strike. Single strike. One strike. Buddha is revealed. Buddha is perfectly brought to light. One strike. At once, one. The world is not divided into pieces. We are not scattered, fragmented, separate. We are one. The one who strikes, the one who is struck, one. Where there is separation, striker and struck, where there is separation, this one strike at once is not revealed. Laboring under separating mind, you won't be able to receive it. Everything is only this one truth. Some of you here who are not familiar with the Kyosaku may have been wondering what it's all about. Others of you have raised your hands in Gassho to request the Kyosaku. This one striking, the one struck, the one striking, single strike at once. You are not cut off, separate. This is the reality of life. Anywhere, anytime, no matter what occurs, there is no cutting off. But have you all seen into this reality? You probably still see the world in pieces, separate, apart. You are tailed by the delusion of I, me, mine. You constantly labor under the false impression of me. I am, this is, that is. You mistake the notion of self to be the all-important source. You grasp this phantom self. Aren't you floundering? Aren't you reckoning and figuring in your head, this or that, this way, that way? Isn't discriminating consciousness having its way with you? Don't you sense that you are indeed a hard and fast me? We're often asking, what is the source of life? What is life? What does it mean to be alive? What is the meaning of life? Many clever people have racked their brains to come up with answers to this question. Searching for oneself, seeking self-gratification, looking to complete the self, there is the presumption of a self to start with, and various conditions and circumstances are sought to satisfy the self. But as long as the baseline is this presumed self, there will always be complaints and objections. You won't be satisfied. The one truth, single strike, at once, will not show its face. As long as you are shadowed by I, me, mine, there is separation, there is distance, creation, there is artificiality. The genuine isn't shining for you. Almost everyone is grasping I am, and it is holding you in bonds, tied up. We call this habit worldly views. You may actually feel that if it weren't for I, nothing would get done, when all along it is the notion of I am, which is really at the root of all problems. As long as you grasp, hold I, a hard and solid me, this deep-rooted knot of ill feelings and troubles that you hold will remain with you. They will not dissolve. There will be pain. This knot of troubles is painful. When I meet with true Dharma, I will abandon worldly views and embrace and maintain Buddha Dharma. In so doing, one with all beings, I attain the Buddha way. Dogen's words, abandoning worldly views. Abandoning worldly views is noble, brave. It's letting go of the I, me, mine, not clump. Just cast off body and mind, forget about them. But the notion of me is so deeply entrenched that you even want to say, I just can't do that. I don't think I can do that. You are so attached to ego that you just don't quite come around to giving it up for me, do you? Where is the genuine? A single blow at once. The Kyosaku strikes to say, wake up, wake up. As long as you continue to grasp a world of duality, self, other, this, that, and the other, you may not be able to wake up. But driven into the corner, you find a way. The genuine is going nowhere. Always, everywhere, now, here. Now, here. So all is well. I vow to abandon worldly ways, embrace and maintain Buddha Dharma. Ultimately, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. Ultimately, at last, the great earth and all living beings, one, attain the way. True life, limitless and eternal, is born a baby. Wah! Has the baby been born? As long as discriminating thoughts hold sway, this brand new baby of true mind won't courageously be born to you. Ultimately, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. Although my past negative karma has greatly accumulated, indeed, being the cause and condition of obstacles in practicing the way, negative karma. No matter where you are, no matter when, you are in the habit of forcing yourself into the solidity of I am. Habit. You are one alone in the world, and yet you're grasping a little idea of one alone. But all is well. Driven into a corner, you find the way. The way, the path walked by the Buddha and all the ancient teachers, the great way. Although my past negative karma has greatly accumulated, indeed being the cause and condition of obstacles in practicing the way. May all the ancestors, the Buddhas and ancestors who have attained the Buddha way, be compassionate and free me from karmic effects, allowing me to practice the way without hindrance. Remain steady in your practice. Steady, be single-minded. Steel your determination. Strengthen your commitment. Believe with your very life in your own inherent Buddha nature. Relinquish the habit of discriminating thought. Be noble. Be of courage. One strike. This one doing, one strike, chitante. If you are counting the breath, just count. Be this breath. Everything becomes counting the breath for you. Following the breath, shikantaza. Some of you who are energetically working may be given the koan mu. Mu. Does a dog have Buddha nature? This opportunity, no matter what comes up, no hindrance, no obstacle, thus opportunity for awakening. A puppy comes here, yapping and playing around, just when those here are really giving themselves to their practice. All the Buddhas and ancestors have said, all beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. It's very clear, all beings. The monk asked, does a dog have Buddha nature or not? The old master replied, moo. He's not saying no. He's saying, it's plain as day. He says, plainly revealing it in this one move, one strike. Could that practitioner get it then? Did it give rise to the courageous cry of the newborn baby? All is well. Buddha nature, original mind, goes nowhere. It can never be taken away, never lost, never harmed. It is time for the master to come to know the master. It is time for you to come to know yourself. Everything is waiting for you. Above and below the heavens, I alone am honored. Heaven and earth, this one self, myself. Your practice, your enthusiastic practice, this one doing, is the practice of true self. It is ultimately the courageous cry of the newborn baby. May all Buddhas and ancient teachers who have attained the Buddha way be compassionate and free me from karmic effects, allowing me to practice the way without hindrance. May they share their compassion, which fills the boundless universe, with the virtue of their enlightenment and teachings. Buddhas and ancestors of old were as we are now. We, in the future, will be Buddhas and ancestors. Yes, it is certain. Don't look off. Follow through. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.